Everything works by faith. If you're going to get good things supernaturally, you're going to have faith. You're going to have belief in the Word of God in order to give God something to work with on your behalf.
I know my God has made the way for me. I know my God has made the way for me.
When you know how to operate in faith, you can receive all that God has promised you: health, peace, abundance, the blessing. Join Gloria Copeland today on The Believer's Voice of Victory as she shares the basics of faith and lays the foundation for a successful life.
Let's read through this one more time. Have faith in God. So is that optional? Jesus said, have it. It's not optional. Have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say to the mountain, the problem, the situation, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart. You get rid of doubt by the word of God. You drive out doubt with God's word. But shall believe that those things which he says shall come to pass. That means you got to believe your words have power. You have to have faith when you speak words. And if you believe your words have power, you're not going to be speaking things that are against the Word of God and against faith. You're not going to be saying, I'm sick, I'm depressed, I'm just this, I'm broke, I'll never get a job. No, you won't say those things. For he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore, I say unto you, Jesus said, What things just covers an enormous amount of territory. What things? If it's a thing, could be sickness, house, car, children. What things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. Take them when you pray. I believe I receive it. I have it. I have that house. I have that car. I have the salvation of my loved one. I take it, I have it. And if it's someone that you're believing for, you begin to pray for them, earnestly pray for them. Pray for them in the spirit. Pray for them. Believe God with them. Say right words over them. And don't let your faith go. Hallelujah. And it says in the next verse, when you stand praying, forgive if you have aught against any, that your Father which is in heaven shall forgive you. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father, which is in heaven, forgive your trespasses. So we know that we cannot have a mountain-moving faith and not forgive. If you have aught against any, you drop it right now. You just say, I forgive them. Yeah, but you don't know what they did to me. I know what they're doing to you now. It's the worst thing that ever happened to you. It's stopping your faith. Forgive them, Jesus said. Aren't you glad he had that kind of an attitude? Because when we come to him, he forgives us. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's just the love of God working, the love of God forgiving, the love of God providing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So as long as the mountain is in front of your eyes, and coming in your ears, whatever that mountain is, whatever that problem is, talk to it. No, I'm not taking that. No, I'm not going to have the flu. No, I'm not going bankrupt. No, I'm not having lack. I believe the Lord meets my needs, and then come back with the scripture. I believe the Lord meets my needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Become so aware of your words, because the words you speak all the time are what you believe. And when you let it out your mouth, that's your authority going in the wrong direction if it's negative and bad. But when you say right, that's your authority going forward to bring about the blessing and the peace or the thing or the deliverance that you need. Hallelujah. But you can't do that out of... You know, and not not keep the word going in your eyes and your ears because it won't have any faith behind it. But we're not going to do that. We're going to keep the word going in our eyes and our ears. We're going to stay in faith. Get up early. Spend time in the word. And if you do not forgive, neither will your Father which is in heaven forgive you your trespasses. So we forgive if we have aught against any. Amen? And then we're clear. We're good. We're ready to receive. Hallelujah. So we talk to the mountain. Now, this is what I want to talk to you about today. It's the scripture says faith and patience inherit the promises. Faith and patience. So we run the race of faith with patience. Look at Hebrews 12:1. Patience undergirds our faith. Patience keeps us from giving up. Patience keeps us on the right track, even when we want to be on another track. Patience works. All right, Patience 12:1. No, wait, was that right? Patience. Why are you laughing? Hebrews 12:1. This is the way. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, and he had been through the hall of fame there, who through faith got victory, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us. So he's writing to Christians here. He's writing to the Hebrew Christians. And he's saying to them that if you don't watch it, sin will beset you. Well, you think about it. We're surrounded by sin. I mean, the world's in sin. The television's in sin. The movies are in sin. Our broadcast is not in sin. The sin that so easily besets you. Let us run with patience the race that is set before us. So we know that we've got a race to run, and we know that it's going to take patience. But the good news is that we have patience. When we're born again, we got patience. Hallelujah. Now, it has to be developed, but we can develop it. How do you do it? By using it. By exercising it. How do you develop your muscles? By exercising them. How do you let your muscles go sloppy? By not exercising them. So we exercise our patience with people, with the circumstances. If things don't happen as soon as we would like them to, what do? Well, we wait patiently in faith, saying we have it. We believe it. It's ours in Jesus' name. You can do this thing. You cannot be moved by anything out there. We run the race in patience. It's God's direction set before us by Him, not someone else, not even our own desires. But we run that race that God has set before us. How do I run my race? Well, you run it, Hebrews says, with patience. Glory to God. You don't give up. You don't quit. You do what God says. You're obedient. And you have patience. Glory to God. Let me see if I see a definition of patience here. I wanted to get into that yesterday, and I never did make it. Faith takes it. Patience keeps it. In Hebrews 10:35, look at that scripture. Patience. Sometimes it takes a while. You know, it took us a while sometime to, like for Ken and me, it took us a while to get our finances in the shape they were in. And it took us a little while to get out of it. But the big thing is that with faith and patience, we did get out of it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We got out of lack, bills. Okay, so Hebrews 10:35 about patience. It's going to take this now, but we've got it. That's the important thing.
I've got some. Cast not away, brethren, your confidence or your faith. I've got so many writings on this one, I got to have my specs. Cast not away, therefore, your confidence, which has great recompense of reward. That's your faith, your confidence. Confidence in what God will do on His Word. Don't cast that confidence away. For you have need. When was He saying that to them? He was saying that because they were undergoing some bad, tough things that you and I don't have to undergo these days. It says, a call to remembrance the former days after which you were illuminated. You endured a great fight of afflictions. Partly, this is just the scriptures above this, while you were made a gazing stock, both by reproaches and afflictions, and partly while you became companions of them that were so used. For you had compassion of me and my bonds, and took joyfully the spoiling of your goods, knowing in yourselves that you have in heaven a better and more enduring substance. So, even under pressure, even under tribulation, even under hard times, it says, cast not away, therefore, your confidence or your faith, which has great recompense of reward. Faith things don't always happen instantly because it involves other things. It involves other people, many times the things you need. Your healing can happen instantly, but some things like finances or maybe a new job or whatever doesn't necessarily happen overnight. Cast not away, therefore, your confidence. Whatever you have to do, stay in faith. Don't let your faith be undone by circumstances, which has great recompense of reward, the confidence, the endurance. For you have need of patience, that after you've done the will of God, you have need of it. We're going to need our patience. Things don't always happen as quickly as we want them to. We have need of patience that after you have done the will of God, you might receive the promise. So we hang in there. We stay. We get on the Word. We stay with it. When we were believing for a home, we stayed with it till we got that home. We were believing for a car, we stayed with it till we got that car. We're believing for healing, we stay with it till healing comes. Patience, faith and patience, hallelujah. Well, Brother Hagin, I believe it was Brother Hagin that used to say, those are the power twins. And I believe that you can receive anything from the Lord that's in His will if you have faith and you have patience to stand in faith until the answer comes. For you have need of patience that after you have done the will of God, you might receive the promise or the answer. For yet a little while, and he that shall come and will not tarry. Now, so he's still not here, so we're still in this now. Now the just shall live by faith. Do you see any option there about that? Now, that would be right now. It's always right now. The just, those who are in right standing with God, shall live by faith. Maybe some of you are here, you've been drugged here by one person or another, and you think, I don't know that I want to do that. I don't know that I want to live by faith. Well, if you're going to be obedient, you're going to live by faith. If you're going to be disobedient, you're going to have to do the best you can, but I can tell you this, it's not going to be very good. But if we'll live by faith, what happens? All things are possible to him that believeth. So you're dumb to stay in unbelief. I'm running out of time now. The just shall live by faith, but if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. But we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. Hallelujah. Now he went right out of that into this. This is all one discourse. Now, faith is the substance, the materiality, the coming into being of things hoped for and evidence of things not seen. Faith is evidence of things not seen. You know, if you bring into court of law evidence, that is to prove that somebody's guilty or somebody's innocent or somebody's done you wrong or whatever, that's evidence. Our evidence is our faith. Our faith in the Word of God. Our faith in believing God. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Verse 6 says, without faith, you think, I don't want to hear about faith. I'm tired of faith. They're always talking about faith. Well, why? Because it's everything works by faith. If you're going to get good things supernaturally, you're going to have faith. You're going to have belief in the Word of God in order to give God something to work with on your behalf. When we give Him our faith, our believing, it gives Him something to work with. It opens the door for Him to come into our bodies and heal us. It opens the door for Him to provide, to make provision for us, to get that best job that we need, to send money, to get us the house that we need, the car that we need. That, those things are substance, but faith is the substance of that house that you hope for. Oh, I like that. I never said that before. I like it. Faith is the substance of that car that you need. Faith is the substance of the salvation of your children. Faith. Oh, I like that so much. Faith is what salvation is made out of when you're believing. Faith is what the blessing of the natural things in life that you need. Faith is the substance of a house that you need. Faith is the substance of that car that you need. I'm preaching myself plumb happy. Faith brings into the here and now, into materiality, the things that God has promised in His Word. I mean, this Word is full of promises, but if nobody releases faith, nobody releases faith for healing, for instance, healing's not going to come supernaturally. But on the other hand, if we do release faith for healing, we can be healed supernaturally. Even when the doctors say there's no hope, they'll do everything they can in the natural, but now we're out of the natural into the supernatural. And supernatural healings take place. Recreations. You get a new liver. You get a new heart. Faith is the substance of a new liver. Your believing what God says in His Word is the substance of the healing of your body. It's the substance of your finances having enough to require no aid or support, furnished in abundance for every good work and charitable donation. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Faith is the substance. Isn't that good? I like that a lot. I got it. It's the evidence. Faith is evidence. Substance and evidence. You can't. What is evidence? It's the evidence. What is that? Evidence. Evidence means it's proof that it is. Faith is the substance. Faith is the evidence. Glory to God. It exists. My house exists. I live in it. I sleep in it. I eat lunch in it. Hallelujah. My car exists that I believe for. I've got substance. I got wheels. Have you ever been without wheels? It's no fun to be without wheels. But now faith is the substance of that car that I need. What is that saying? That is saying that when you believe the Word of, when you believe and pray and ask on the basis of the Word of God and faith, God, your faith will enable God to bring substance of whatever you're believing for. And you're not dealing with natural things. I mean, you're not dealing with what's possible in the natural. All things, the Bible says, are possible to him that believeth. So I would put all that together and I'd say, all faith is the substance of all things that are possible
to me when I believe, based on the Word of God. Amen?
Amen.
So don't ever let the devil talk you out of something. Well, yeah, I've been believing for a house. I've been believing for this, and nothing's happening. Well, look at what you're saying. You're saying nothing's happening. You're going to get the substance of those words. Well, if faith is the substance, then unbelief is the substance. It's just different things. Unbelief is the substance of the things that you do not want. Faith is the substance of the things that we desire. What is unbelief? That's anything that disagrees with the Word of God. The Bible says, by His stripes you were healed. So unbelief would be, I'm sick, I'm going to die, I'm not healed. That would be unbelief. But belief would say, the Scripture says, Jesus bore my sicknesses, carried my diseases, and by His stripes I was healed. I believe that Scripture. The Bible says I was healed. It says Jesus Himself bore my sickness. I believe that. I take that. I receive that. And what happens? Substance. Healing. The power of God comes into your body to make you whole. How many of you, just as a testimony, don't fudge. Just as a testimony, how many of you have ever been healed by the power of God? Well, you know, look at that now. Some people say healing's passed away. Did you not get the memo? No, healing hasn't passed away. God's power's not passed away. Faith's not passed away. Faith that gets results is not passed away. Glory to God! Faith! Faith is still right here in the Word of God, waiting for you and me to take it, put it in our eyes and our ears and our heart, and bring it out our mouth and produce substance. Whatever it is that we want, whatever it is that we desire according to the will of God, and all good things come from God. And we don't have any business desiring anything that's not good. So faith is the substance. And when does that happen in heaven? Now look at that first word of chapter 11. Now. Now, faith is now the substance.
We all have things that occupy our time and attention. There's the job, the family, stress, sports, bills, problems, homework, groceries, friends, holidays, parties, planning, giving, cares, worry, serving, running, cooking, cleaning, anxiety, fixing up the house, appointments. The list can seem endless. However, there is a way to have strong faith that produces the lasting results we desire. We need to make room in our hearts for the Word, and we can. Good Ground for the Word, keeping your heart uncluttered in an overcrowded world, by Gloria Copeland, will show how to clear out the distractions so you can hear God's Word and build your faith. Learn how to stop the cares, worries, and problems from creeping in and live a fulfilled life. Now's the time to declutter your heart. Plant your faith in good ground. Victory is what you can expect today. Order Gloria Copeland's CD series, Good Ground for the Word, for just $12 and discover the peace and comfort of a worry-free life. Receive an additional product discount and 48-hour processing when you order online at kcm.org. Recognize ways to unclutter your life and spend more quality time with your Heavenly Father. To order Good Ground for the Word by phone, call toll-free 800-600-7395. For this and other Kenneth Copeland Ministry resources, go to kcm.org.
All this week, we're going to be teaching on the foundation of faith. You have a race to run. You can't quit. You can't give up. That's not optional. You need to keep moving in faith. Hallelujah. It's going to take faith. It's going to take patience, perhaps. But you can run your race well. It's not always drawn out, but most of the time, we didn't get into a jam overnight, and it takes a little while for even God to unravel it for us according to His Word. So we live in an instant society. We want things to happen instantly. But some things take patience. It says through faith and patience we receive the promise. So all things are possible to them that believe. Say this, faith
is the substance of all things. I believe, I receive based on the Word of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Today's product is Good Ground for the Word. It's a series, a CD series that I did, and I think you're going to like it. Once you discover how faith works, you can apply it to any situation. And until you discover how faith works, things are going to be hard and slow. Ask me how I know. That's because when we learn how to apply our words and to get faith in our heart, say them out our mouth, things begin to change for the good. And it'll work in your life too. Part of yours today, this will make a great gift. Give it to people that need it. Sick people need it. Broke people need it. Every people need it. All of us have to have faith. Glory to God. The Partner Center at Kenneth Copeland Ministries is here for you. It's open and ready to pray all the time. We have great prayer ministers on staff, and they delight in believing God with you. So give us a call. The office is open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Hallelujah. And in the other nations, check the hours of operation for their time. God loves you. Ken and I love you. We pray for you every day. Get in the Word every day. Spend time with God every day. Pray every day. Don't go out in the world without praying. Join me tomorrow. This is Gloria Copeland reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. For today's broadcast on DVD or CD, our product offer, or for more information on Kenneth Copeland Ministries, visit our website at kcm.org. While you're online, you'll discover a resource of faith-based teaching and free information to help you find the answers you're looking for. If you need prayer, call Kenneth Copeland Ministries' prayer line today. When you walk by faith, everything is going to be all right.
He has called us to be free and be blessed and walk in the power and the outpouring of that blessing.
Come to a Kenneth Copeland Ministries event. The Branson Victory Campaign, March 8th through the 10th with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland at Faith Life Church in Branson, Missouri. Living Victory West Coast Faith Encounter, Anaheim, California with Kenneth Copeland and Dr. Stephen and Kelly Swisher. Dates to be announced. Celebrate 30 years in Europe at the Europe Victory Campaign, May 10th through 12th, with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland at the Excel Center in London, UK. Living Victory Pacific Rim Faith Encounter, Honolulu, Hawaii, June 15th and 16th, with Kenneth Copeland and Dr. Stephen and Kelly Swisher. The Southwest Believers Convention, July 2nd through 7th, with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and their special guests in Fort Worth, Texas. For more information on these and other events, go to the KCM website. Tomorrow on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
Faith stands on the Word of God. Faith believes it receives when it prays, and it does not quit until the manifestation comes.